Welcome to Retirement Reimagined, a series of conversations exploring the latest FNB retirement survey and what it reveals about the average South African's preparedness and attitude towards retirement. In each episode, we delve into the survey's findings and examine interesting themes, including how second careers and entrepreneurship are becoming important components of retirement planning, the perspectives of people over 60 regarding their retirement journey. We take a realistic look at the financial requirements for a comfortable retirement and the obstacles preventing us from taking action to meet our retirement goals. I'm financial journalist Maya Fisher-French, and in this episode, I'm joined by Latanya Johnson from FNB Personal Segment, where we ask the very relevant question. In the current economic times, is retirement planning a luxury and only for those with extra cash? So Latanya, what do you make of this? I mean, retirement is not an isolated thing. We have to fit it in with all of those other often more immediate needs. So how do you respond to that?
So Maya, I think firstly, it's absolutely a very valid conversation to have, especially when you think about the reality that South Africans are facing. So what we've seen is retirement planning often takes the back seat for more pressing financial needs. And those include home ownership, having to educate our children, supporting extended family, and also planning for emergencies. Mm-hmm. And what we've also seen through the survey is, irrespective of the income segment, many South Africans are supporting parents and relatives. In addition to that, as you could understand and appreciate, is it's also the cost of living pressures. Mm. And some of the feedback we've seen is that 20% of income is actually attributed to groceries, which is double what is being spent now on retirement savings, which is only 9% of income. In addition to that, it's also debt servicing costs. And what the survey has articulated is that 9% of income is currently being attributed to debt servicing costs. So when you think about it, retirement planning, while it is a necessity, cannot be seen in isolation of the realities that our customers or South Africans are actually facing. Some of the additional insight we've seen is we've also had the two-pot withdrawal system that was implemented. And what was interesting is that 69% of the respondents were aware of the two-pot system. And of the 69%, 26% had already made one withdrawal. Now, when we asked what were they actually utilizing the money for, it was really half of them responded was for day-to-day living expenses and actually to pay back debt. So when you think about retirement planning and the challenges that our customers are facing, I think it's important to note that one is obviously all these challenges. But in addition to that, the true issue is, even if you are employed and you are contributing to a pension fund, the challenge is cashing out. Because if you cash out, the long-term impacts on your retirement planning is actually not negligible. So I think that's why the importance of the conversation now needs to shift away from saying, one day I'll start planning for retirement, to actually, this is the day one of that retirement planning journey.
And I love what you know, coming up with the two-pot retirement. Obviously, we saw so many people seeing that as an emergency thing, as a get out of jail card for many people, settling debt. And I think you've made a very important point that in South Africa, if you are employed, it's a very good chance you belong to a retirement fund.
Yeah.
So 100%. Contributions to retirement is actually quite high. Yeah. I was quite interested to see that in the survey, many people are contributing to retirement.
Yeah.
So you would think our retirement outcomes would be a lot better than they are. But of course, it's this cashing in continuously that's having the big impact.
No, 100%. But it's also, are you contributing at the right level? Because if your contribution rate is too low, you still might not end up being able to retire comfortably. And I think that is part of the education and the information that a lot more people that are employed needs to actually understand.
So how do we get people to, I see it. Yeah. Electricity's going up. You know, children now, if you're trying to educate your children, how do you kind of explain to someone that, well, retirement has to be added to this?
I mean, no, 100%. But I think it is. How much more solutions can we firstly bring to the fore that actually allows for cash flow unlock? Because if you consider exactly those challenges, then just telling someone save more for retirement when you're not creating opportunities to unlock cash flow is when the conversation actually starts jarring for customers. So for us, I think it's important, how do we think about rewards and how rewards can actually help with cash flow unlock? How do we make sure that it actually supports some of the day-to-day living expenses that customers actually have to deal with? And then what opportunities are there for you to create additional sources of income is another opportunity.
I want to pick that up actually just now with you, because I think that's a very important point. point, because, you know, when, you know, sometimes you can't, you know, you've tightened the belt as much as you can. Yeah. Where do you get more money? But you did mention also, you know, speaking to people about rewards and ways to create cash flow. But I get a lot of feedback I get from people is saying, well, I don't know where to invest for retirement. Do you think that that there's just not enough products catering for people, and people just sit in savings accounts, for example?
That is actually the right question to ask, Maya, because if I look at some of the stats, I think it's not anymore about access. It's actually about relevance. Because what we've seen, for example, is in the under 60 bracket, about 60% of the population sitting in there, and in the over 60, 78% of the people actually use or actually invest in funeral cover. And why do they do that? Because they see it as a necessity. In addition to that, to your point, savings accounts, even though we're starting to see an increase in retirement product ownership, as well as an increase in the awareness around retirement products, there's still many people that are using their savings accounts as a vehicle for saving for retirement. And I think what we need to also consider is, when I think about what more do we need to do, I think as financial institutions, we've got a very big role to play to guide people appropriately to the right products. Mm. Because it's not wrong to have a funeral cover, because it's important to be able to plan for that eventuality. It's not wrong to have savings accounts, but it's important to invest into the right retirement products that will give you the right long-term security. Mm. So when we then look at the income segments, and we consider our customers between private segment and personal segment. So private segment, customers earning more than $750,000 per annum, there, the need for a retirement annuity product is higher, and they understand it. But in the personal segment, where customers earn below $750,000 per annum, unfortunately, that's where savings accounts are still being utilized. Mm. So we have to firstly make sure we provide more awareness, communication, and that we actually get them to understand that there are different savings goals and different solutions for that.
And I mean, just to add to it, there are even things like tax-free savings accounts 100%. Can be used for retirement.
Yeah.
There are a lot of vehicles, but again, it's that getting stuck in the interest, cash only.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, I find people don't understand. They're scared of losing money. There's fear.
Yes.
But you're now talking about a 20, 30-year investment. Yeah. You can't be sitting in cash.
No, 100%.
There's a lot of education around
100%.
That.
So it is that long-term thinking. And also, I think what also happens is when the market becomes volatile, people can become nervous. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important, the role that we still have to play to help guide them appropriately. Mm.
So Latanya, you made that really important point a little bit earlier, which was about additional income.
Yeah.
And I remember I was speaking to one of your business segments last week, actually, and they were saying that F&B has identified that out a million of their customers would be what they would call solopreneurs, either a side hustle or they have their own business. How do you see these side hustles as being a way to perhaps generate extra income to save towards retirement, or even used in retirement as additional income?
No, absolutely, Maya. I mean, when you think about COVID and what it actually created, it created an opportunity and actually momentum around side hustles, because many two-income households actually now only had one income, and they had to actually use side hustles as a form of survival and extra income. But the way I see side hustles is actually that it's not just about income for today, but it becomes a very powerful retirement tool for the future. Now, when we look at some of the use cases that are out there, I think there's also another important element around starting early. So if we take, for example, a customer that starts at the age of 25, by just saving 300 Rand into their retirement, 10% growth, they could end up with 142,000, for example, addition to their retirement income. However, when you start a bit later, it is slightly less than that. But what I think is important about the side hustle is that it also provides a retirement income for you when you think about retirement. So you can actually continue it even after you've finalized your formal working career. But in addition to that, I think what's also quite important about a side hustle is that, one, it gives you the opportunity for additional income, but two, it can also help you to add additional savings into the retirement outcomes. So I definitely think it is an important asset for some of our future outcomes when you think about retirement.
But I want to come back to that, the idea of using that additional income to save towards retirement, because earlier you said you can save money. You can save money with rewards. You can, you know, if you have the, you know, you perhaps consolidate your investments, you can find that extra money. But what we do when we find extra money is we don't save for retirement, do we? We put it into lifestyles.
Yes.
And I see that's one of my big problems with side hustles. People earn this extra money, but they just use it for lifestyle.
100%.
Why should someone make retirement a priority?
Yeah, I think that the challenge we've got in society today is actually this short-term gain, instant gratification. So what we need to actually educate more of our South Africans around is that it's important, again, back to my earlier point, that you don't think about retirement as one day I'm going to solve for it, because unfortunately, then time is not on your side. But if you actually prioritize retirement now and you take a portion of the extra income you are earning from that side hustle and invest it into your retirement, the longer term outcomes for you is a lot greater. So yeah, it actually is just more of, I think, changing behavior and changing the mindset around the importance of retirement.
And time. Mm. And time is money. And I think that's one of the frustrating things for me when I see everyone cashing in their two-pot is they just don't realize the impact of that money being left to grow. And even if you are, if you belong to a retirement fund, just leave the money there. Just leave it, you know, because yes, right now you've got kids, you've got a home to pay for, all of these things. But you know what? One day you will wake up and you will be 65 years old and you will say, oops, now what?
No,
and that day does come.
No, but 100%. And it's exactly the same that if you are saving for retirement today, and many people are like, I want to retire early. But do you know the impact of retiring at 55 versus actually waiting till 60 and what the impact is on the time value of money? So really, to your point, it is about preservation. It's about if you really don't have an emergency, don't touch that two-pot.
And thank you so much for your insights. And to those of you listening, I know it's hard. Trust me. I know it's hard. Maybe you're 30 years old and you're listening to this and you're saying, but you know what? I've got my family to support. I've got children. I've got all of these things. You just need to understand that one day you're going to reach an age, and I promise you it will happen, where you don't want to work anymore and you want to have a nice nest egg. So start thinking about that future self. And even if whatever little bit of extra money you can put away now, the longer you put away, the more you give time to grow and to compound and to benefit. So I think it's really an important point. Don't ignore retirement. Don't think it's a luxury. Put it in as one of those many boxes that you need to tick. And if you want some more information on the retirement survey, it's available on the FNB website and in the link below. And please tune in for our next episode, because we're going to be picking up some of the themes that Tanya and I have spoken about. We're going to look at the importance of a second career in postponing retirement, giving you that extra little bit of time to save towards retirement, and how to use your side hustle as well as retirement income. So please make sure you join us for that conversation.